He is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. This is Ministry of the Badge.
I wanted to stop by. I'm not in studio today, but I felt it's important on this episode of Ministry of the Badge to address what's possibly going to happen this weekend, Father's Day weekend. And to all you fathers, I want to say Happy Father's Day. You are very important to your families. You are very important to this country. And for those of you who are in law enforcement, who wear the badge, who are about to go into battle, your families are going to be worried about you. I've been there, done that. In my city of Kenosha, I was not one of the frontline guys, but in the very first couple nights before the riot guys got together, I drove around in a minivan trying to drive people away from businesses. Me and two other guys confronted gangs of people coming to businesses, and all we had is our handguns, and that's all we could do. So I get it. I've been confronted by the worst. So I know where you've been. I know where your families are right now. I know how worried they are about you. I know the phone calls I got while I was at work. Dad, are you okay? Dad, are you going to come home? And you will come home. There is no doubt about it. But I felt important today that I just address you and just say a quick prayer for you. And I know there are many of you that listen in different cities. My brothers in Zion, in Chicago, in Anoka, in Ashford, Louisville. Brothers even in Hong Kong. I know out west there's a few. My brothers, my sisters, who's ever listening, I appreciate you listening. And I hope that what happens here in Ministry of the Badge gives you a sense that you can do the job, and you will do the job, and you will do it well, and you will be good ministers of the badge. I don't doubt that, because the Lord has drawn you to this line of work for such a time as this. But as you can see on the screen, I felt it important that I read from Deuteronomy chapter 20. Because when we look at the times that we are in right now, and as I said a couple episodes ago, our warfare is not just against flesh and blood, but against the spiritual. And you're going to be facing flesh and blood. You're going to be facing a hatred maybe most of you or some of you have never seen. Maybe you're new to the job and you've never seen anything like this before. I know of others who confronted during the riots in our town. I know a young gentleman who was in the National Guard, and after seeing that, he wanted to be a cop or do whatever. It drove him away. He didn't want to do it. He said, no, I'm not doing that. He saw a side of people that he had never seen before, a hatred burning in their eyes for them, a satanic spirit, if you will. And it is a spirit, a satanic spirit. It's an antichrist spirit, as a matter of fact. And this is what you're going to be up against. The people are not your enemy. The people that you see are not your enemy. Your enemy is the devil, but he is fueling those people. So therefore, they are going to be overtaken by that. Their dark hearts of not wanting to follow the rule of law is what you're going to be facing. And when you take a look at Moses, a person in the Bible who was obviously one who cared about the people of Israel. He cared so much that he would interfere. I mean, as a young Egyptian prince, he grew up in all the ways of warfare and all the ways and education of a prince of Egypt. But yet when it came right down to it, God gave him a heart for his people, and that was the people of Israel. And so as Moses led them out in the wilderness, he knew full well that what they were going to be up against, because the Lord had told him. There's going to be many enemies you're going to battle. And I know, like I said, the people of the United States are not enemies of police because we are from the people. But when it comes to something like this, let's face it. They may not be the direct enemy and invading army, and some of them actually are. But they are an enemy of the rule of law of which you are to enforce. And as long as you go out with that in mind, that is you defending that which is right, you defending that which is our laws of the United States of America and the Constitution that we set up, and that most of the people who are not out in the streets are the ones that want you to enforce the law, and you should do it with everything inside you and to the best of your ability, knowing full well that you are able to because the Lord set everything in motion. And going contrary to the law is not of God. Therefore, if they are an enemy of that, that gives you the right as a law enforcement officer, as one who wears the badge, to do what you need to do. So I'm going to read to you what Moses said to the people regarding warfare about your people. And here's what he had to say. When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when you draw near to battle, the priest shall come forward and speak to the people and shall say to them, "Hear, O Israel, today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you and against your enemies to give you the victory." You see, warriors, you see, servants, you see, ministers of the badge, God has chosen you and he goes before you. So take him up and let him go and let him repel the crowds and let them repel the crowds. And if he does it through you, then you do it to the best of your ability. Don't hold back. And you leaders who are cowering and wondering, well, how is this going to look? What's it going to say? What are we going to do? Are we going to get sued and all that? Forget all of that. Go do what you need to do. Arrest who you need to arrest. The president said it. If they spit on you, you get to hit back. If they give you reason, if they threaten you, pull them down, take them in. You've all been trained. You've been trained to do what you need to do. Don't hold back. You leaders, don't hold back. This is serious. I saw it. Many of you may not know what you're up against. Many of you may have just come into this job. I'm telling you, they're not playing around. They've learned the first time. If they didn't succeed in doing what they needed to do, they're going to learn this time. There are people in this country now who have been drilled into their heads that we are the problem, that the Americans are the problem, that the American law is the problem. And now here we are. We're in battle. I feel it's important to come on here, and the Lord wanted me to come on here and tell all of you, you are okay, and it is okay to do what you need to do. What's necessary to control the rule of law? You have been put in for such a time as this. I want to thank you for listening to Ministry of the Badge. Again, all those listeners that I have out there, Anoka, Zion, Chicago, some of you in Iowa are going to be going through some of these things. Some of you in Minnesota have seen some of these things. Ashford, the Washington, D.C. area. Thank you so much for tuning in, listening. Los Angeles, I see many of you have downloaded. But this is for you. I want so much for you to be safe. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, I thank you for these men and women who listen to this podcast, for the men and women who will listen to this podcast later on. Father, I just thank you for them. I thank you for their lives. I thank you for their calling. I thank you, Lord, that you have chosen them, and I ask that you give them the strength. Father, let them not go into this evil that they're about to experience with fear, but let them go in knowing full well that you are with them, that the battle belongs to you, that you have already laid your hand upon them, send your angels around them to protect them. Lord, give their family a sense of calm because they're going to be worried. Let them know that their chosen one has been picked for such a time as this, that this is not a surprise to you. You are not reacting, but yet you are a God in full control. Let the leaders who command these men be of brave countenance. Let the leaders who are heads of these cities and counties and governors, let them know, Lord, give them the strength to make the right decisions regarding the rule of law. Lord, let them all know that you bring up kingdoms and you take down governors and governments. And that these forces of evil that are coming against them, we pray against them right now, that they have no control over anything because you are in control. Though they think they are, they are not. So Lord, I ask for all these warriors, for all these ones who you have chosen, I ask, Father God, strengthen them. Go before them and let them succeed in what is good and what is right and what is lawful. I ask all of this in the mighty name of Jesus. And never forget, the only way to be a good warrior and the best minister of the badge you can be is to become a humble servant of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ.
For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. You've been listening to Ministry of the Badge.